WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mary Gaucher is from Louisiana and writes country-influenced autobiographical songs that she usually performs in concerts accompanied by just her own guitar. Her new album, Mercy Now, finds her working with Austin, Texas-based producer-performer Gerf Morlix. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor falling right slowly on the ground. His work is almost over.
That's the title song from Mary Gaucher's new album. And if you read any interviews with her, you'll quickly discover that the father she's singing about in that composition is her adoptive father, now stricken with Alzheimer's. As always, with material taken from real life, the question is how to transmute private pain into art without exploiting the lives you claim to be bestowing mercy upon. Gaucher cuts closer to the bone than most, yet she also manages to avoid the pity or self-absorption that such a style encourages. The most emblematic of the confessions that characterizes her work is an already widely admired song called I Drink.
He'd get home at 5:30, fix his drink, sit down in his chair, pick a fight with mama, complain about us kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his frown behind his lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think. I drink.
While Gaucher has said that she was picturing a man in a room thinking those thoughts when she wrote I Drink, she's also made no bones about the fact that she's a recovering alcoholic. What's most striking about the song is the utter simplicity of the chorus, with its seven lines of two- and three-syllable words. When you hear her southern twang make something tart and matter-of-fact out of the words, I drink, you know it's something else, a number of things, a confession, a memory, a regret, a boast, an endless source of wonderment, pain, and pleasure, all crammed into the blunt declaration, I drink. Elsewhere, Gaucher could use more bluntness.
The parade of souls is marching across the sky. Their heat and their light bathed in blue as they march by. The all-stars play when the saints go marching in. Second line forms, and they wave white hankies in the wind. Satchmo takes a solo, he flashes his million-dollar smile.
Sometimes Mary Gaucher goes in the opposite direction of I Drink's minimalism, over-decorating a song like that one, Wheel Inside the Wheel, cramming too many, too colorful images into her lines. The stuff about Satchmo smiling and Marie Laveau prancing with Oscar Wilde is show-offy stuff that's redeemed only by the more artful chorus about the efficacy of the soul. But no matter which mode she's in, Gaucher's music is helped enormously by producer Gerf Morlix, whose own astringent albums I've reviewed here in the past.
It's a cheap hotel. The heat pipes hiss. The bathroom's down the hall and it smells like piss. It's another night in another town. And I'm another blues traveler headed down. Falling out of love is a dangerous thing, with its slippery slopes and its weighted wings, with its birds of prey circling overhead, casting vulture shadows on barren beds. Let me out.
Gerf Morlix knows that music like this can benefit enormously from a rhythm section, bass and drums that move pokey guitar lines along briskly, and backup vocals that emphasize the catchiness of a chorus. Too often, singer-songwriters in Gaucher's style reject these touches as commercial. Lucinda Williams' entire career is one long battle with such decisions, for example. But Gaucher's album sounds all the better for her giving herself over to Morlix's musical suggestions. It would be facile to say that she, unlike Lucinda, has learned that a certain amount of humility, of giving up control, is one way to regain complete control. So instead, I'll say that Mary Gaucher's Mercy Now offers an admirable model for singer-songwriter music, doling out autobiography while dispensing with ego, using the music to enrich, not exploit, a life.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Mercy Now by Mary Gaucher.